welcome to Reformation Platform Media. And now, we present to you God's Word, which is able to save your soul. Please, listen with your heart as the servant of God brings us the Word of Life.
Let us pray. I want you to speak to God, to ask Him to speak to you, because by the reason of this teaching, your life is about to change. So I want you to talk to Him. Now, Lord, speak to me. Open my eyes of understanding. Take me deeper. By the reason of this teaching, God is about to give you practical means of maintaining your fire. So I want you to talk to Him and plead with Him that, Lord, please continue in me what you have begun. Continue what you have begun in me. And perfect my experiences in the name of Jesus. Please, let's talk to Him. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 2, from verse 37. We are stopping at verse 47. Acts chapter 2, from verse 37. We are stopping at verse 47. If you are there, please say amen. Okay. I am going to be reading from New American Standard Bible. And I'll read the whole thing first, then I'll start to explain. Acts chapter 2, from verse 37 to verse 47. It says, "Now, when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart and said to Peter and to the rest of the apostles, Brethren, what shall we do? Peter said unto them, Repent, and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. For the promise is for you and your children, and for all who are far off, as many as the Lord our God shall call to himself." And with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, "Be saved from this perverse generation." So then, those who had received his word were baptized, and that day there were added about 3,000 souls, and they continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching, and to fellowship, and to breaking of bread, and to prayer. Everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. And all those who had believed were together and had all things in common. And they began selling their property and possessions, and were sharing them with all as anyone might have need. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of heart, praising God and having favor with all the people. And the Lord was adding to their number day by day those who were being saved. May God bless the reading of His word in the name of Jesus. I begin from verse 37. The word of God says, "Now when they heard this, they were pierced to the heart." By the grace of God, in the last 2 weeks, you have been hearing things that pierce your heart. Am I right or wrong? You have been hearing things that confronted you. And the Bible says they said, in KJV, men and brethren, right? What shall we do? By the grace of God, in more than 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 5 days, you had come to that point in your life where you asked, okay, now, what am I supposed to what? Do. What can I do now? The next verse is, Peter said to them, repent and each of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sins. In the early days of this meeting, there was so much talk about repentance and the matter of sin. Is that correct? So as you were asking, what shall we do? We were telling you what to repent and be baptized. Amen. In the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. At another time, we showed you that being in Christ means baptism into death. Right? So we have passed verse 38 also. Amen. And it says, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Well, I don't need to spiritualize that. It is clear that that happened while we were all here. Is that correct? For as many who that didn't happen to, and for those who had been baptized but had lost their fire, the Holy Spirit also rekindled your fire. It says, for the promise is for you and for your children and for all who are afar off, as many as the Lord God will call to himself. It says, and with many other words, he solemnly testified and kept on exhorting them, saying, be saved from this perverse generation. So with so many teachings and different methods of interpretation and different topics that were needful, whether it was about your mind or your spirit or your body, whatever, we kept saying what? To repent and separate yourself from the way the people of this world reason. Praise the Lord. So then, those who received his word were baptized. As many of you that received the word of God here, the only thing that you did, that you didn't receive in this meeting is water baptism. Amen. The other two baptisms you received, you were baptized into Christ because you were set aright. I'm not talking about people that come once in a while. I'm talking about people that were here throughout. Praise the Lord. You know, so that it doesn't sound to them like, when did that happen? Okay? And that day, there were added about 3,000 souls. I'm certain that you know that since the time you started making these commitments to the Lord, the kingdom of God got populated. Am I correct? Because more people came to the kingdom. I didn't say more people came to Reformation Platform. I said more people came to where? The kingdom of God. Because your commitment was to the Lord and to his Christ. Amen. Now, this is what we are going to do. To evangelize more. Now, I've cleared where we have gotten to. Amen. But as this meeting ends, what you are going to start doing is from verse 42. So let us look at it now. So then, they were what? They were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching or doctrine, and to fellowship, and to breaking of bread, and to what? Prayer. How does God add to his church? First of all, is what? Or all these four things they were doing. Okay, first of all is what? Amen. The second thing is what? The third thing is what? The last thing is what? All of this they were doing how? Huh? Yeah, it's the same word. Praise the Lord. I thank God in the last 2 weeks my life has changed. I appreciate God. Now I wake up early for my devotions and blah, blah, blah. If it won't be like the retreats that we have been having before now. If after 2 weeks, the devil will not ask you, oh yeah, Jekin so eh? Amen. These four things must happen to you. You must continually devote yourself to the apostolic doctrine. You must continually devote yourself to what? Fellowship. You must continually devote yourself to what? Breaking of bread. And you must continually devote yourself to what? To prayer. So I'll take time to explain them as I go down. Femi, I think you have that list ready for me, Abi. What we are doing after I finish this lesson. Okay. Praise the Lord. Devotion to the apostles' doctrine. Let me say first of all that the apostles or the apostolic doctrine is the doctrine of Christ. Amen. It's the doctrine of who? And by the grace of God, this particular work is an apostolic assignment. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay? So, everything that you have learned, everything that you have what? Since the first day of this meeting, until we resume back in school 2 months from now, I think probably the last 2 weeks or so, we'll let you know today. Okay? But I think it's the last 2 weeks in June, or I mean in July, sorry. But I'll let you know. You must go over all those lessons. How? Are you getting it now? Sincerely speaking, before you can understand a single thing, you need to listen to it 8-9 times before it will sink deeply inside you, and it takes you over and it pushes you to act. If you must grow from excitement into experience, you cannot skip away from these four things. You see, what's still happening to you now is excitement. Praise the Lord. Yes, you have heard some things. Yes, you are convinced by them. I have no doubt. Praise the Lord. But if you don't continually devote yourselves. Do you know the meaning of devotion? You focus your time, your resources, your energy on the things that you say you are devoting yourselves to. Okay? That is when excitement becomes what to experience. Remember in those days when I listened to a message from Brother Billy Akoni, if you ask me, I will tell the name of the message. I will tell you the scripture that he used. And some of them, I've listened to them now 8-9 years ago. Or, sorry, 8-9 years ago was the first time I listened to them. Are you getting it? For instance, there's the message, the kingdom that cannot be shaken. Hebrews chapter 12 from verse 26 to verse 31. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. The relentless servant. Isaiah chapter 42 from verse 1 downwards. You understand? I can keep going on and on and on. Because the more you listen and you let those things settle upon your spirit, what happens to you now? The more when it's time to act, naturally you just flow in that direction. I can remember his books and several quotes, things he has said. It wasn't written as quotes in the book. Are you getting it? But to me, it became what? Quotes. It says experience. Exposure and expertise. That in that he was talking from the book Becoming Like Jesus, and was talking about how when you are becoming a man of God, how not to be proud. Amen. So he said experience, exposure and expertise will make men turn you into a statue and your words into statutes. He said, but Jesus made himself of no reputation. People want to make you something. You are the one that must tell yourself, I am what? Nothing. He says, let this mind be in you as was in Jesus. Praise the Lord. I don't know how many times I've read that book. And yet, the more I read it, the more I see, I didn't understand this book the last time I read it. I just thought I did. Because it gets deeper and deeper and deeper. Just one book. It was in the book, The Timely Warning. I'm talking about devoting yourself to what? Apostolic doctrine. Now, some of these things I'm saying, I've never taught them before. Okay? But there are things that I have learned and I live my life by. In The Timely Warning, it was defining covetousness. And my understanding of covetousness changed. I'd always thought covetousness is desire for what is somebody else's property. Okay? Until he showed us where Jesus defined covetousness. Then he said covetousness is desire to possess today what is actually your own, but you need it tomorrow. That was how my face went to the first time I had it. Praise the Lord. Desire to do what? To possess today what you need tomorrow. He said that's covetousness. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. I can keep going on and on and on. In the book, No More Two, that was where I learned that there are three dimensions of joining between a man and a woman if they must marry. Spirit to soul, spirit to spirit joining, soul to soul joining, body to body joining. I never knew that before. Praise the Lord. So you want these things to continue in you, you want to keep being on fire. I'm teaching you the secrets now. Number one is what? You must devote yourself to the apostolic doctrine. Because as you are going, all manner of teachings will be coming. They were coming for me too. But I knew when to switch. Because there were things I was doing what to? I was studying. Ask them. Ask the other leaders that follow me. If you come with a Bile Akoni book and it's by mistake, I will tie it down until you get me my copy. You understand? I have over 90 messages. Over what? I've not listened to all of them. Because it's not somebody that you just listen for head knowledge. I take it easily. The minister's conference they did last year, I have it. The whole minister's conference on my laptop, but I've not listened to it because when I'm studying from when my disciple is teaching, every other thing else has to stop because of the depth of what will be coming. Praise the Lord. But there's something I have noticed as I was following. Every time I, take the things he has taught me and I sit with it alone with the Holy Spirit, several things he never said. What will happen now? The Spirit of God will start showing me and start showing me and start showing me. And the more I practice, the broader and bigger those things get. Praise the Lord. It was from him I learned. From that scripture in Romans 13 and verse 14 that says, put on the Lord Jesus Christ and make no provision for the flesh. It was the one that said, there are provisions you can make for the flesh. E.g., place provision. Time provision. Praise the Lord. Are you getting it now? Different things like that. Places that if you must be holy, places you must not go. Time that if you must be holy, how you must use your time. Praise the Lord. In fact, by the grace of God, the way I understand my Bible now and interpret the Bible, or even teach from the Bible, came from him. Praise the Lord. Are you getting it now? So, but without devoting yourself, it will be impossible. If when you go home now, you just close all your books and you start joining the rat race again. Let me tell you the thing about the world system. It is so organized. My pastor said, nothing in this world will help you to be spiritual. What did he say? Not a single thing inside this world though will help you to become spiritual. So the matter of devotion is a matter of life or what? Death. Remember I told you earlier that your devotional life is a matter of what? It's a matter of life or death. So until you take it that seriously, after 1 week or 2 weeks, we may be forced again to start doing counseling for you. But that will not be you in the name of Jesus. Because everything you need to have learned, you will learn it now. Please, those that are sitting in a way I don't like, please sit properly. And if they are carrying you away, stand up. Don't worry. It's not easy to sit down for hours and hours and be hearing. Sincerely speaking, it's not. It's not easy. Praise the Lord. Open to Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 1. Let us begin from there as we begin to look at these things. Hebrews 2 and verse 1. Yes. So we must listen very carefully to the truth that we have heard. Or what will happen to us? We will drift away from it. That was why the way the Holy Spirit gave to them, the moment they got saved, the moment the fire was kindled in their hearts, what did the Holy Spirit ask them to start doing? Start devoting yourself to the things that you have been taught. We must pay, I think KJV says, so therefore we must pay a more earnest heed, right? A more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, right? Lest we what? We drift away. Oh, it is sleep that's there. We sleep away. There's a translation that says that we drift away. It's as if there's a flood. That if we don't anchor ourselves properly, where we should be, what will happen? We won't know. You'll have been miles away. Yay! Time management. Praise the Lord. That's why for every registered student, the CDs are mandatory for you. Oh no, not CDs. I think it's just a CD. The CD is mandatory for you. The CD is what? Huh? That is, it is by force. You must have it, and you must keep listening to everything that we have taught you till the time we meet you again. That's how to stand. The reason why a lot of people look for new revelation and all what they have is just they can explain the Bible. As according to what Richard Baxter said, he said, I'd rather know how to feel contrition than know how to define it. Huh? He said, no, it was Baxter. It was Baxter. He said, I'd rather know how to feel contrition, that is brokenness, than what? Than to be able to find, you know, to define in such a fine way. So many people who can explain the Bible, they don't know God. Praise the Lord. Some people, they go from meeting to meeting just hunting for revs. You hear them say, as if somebody punched them. But it's a matter of continuity. We ought to pay a more earnest heed to the things that we have heard, lest we do what? We slip away from them. Because they are sublime. They are what? Do you know? They are slippery. They are slippery. Why? It's not because they are 419, it's because they are precious. Huh? You must use both hands and both legs to wrap yourself around these truths like this. If you don't want them to slip away. Praise the Lord. That's the simple truth. For some of us now, I don't know, one or two of you, I must have told you before, that if I go away now, let me say I go to maybe Kano or Canada or anywhere. If you are meeting me 10 years time, the least I will be, spiritually speaking, is what I am today. Are you hearing me? That's the least I want. Because I have learned to fortify myself with the things that matter. Books for my discipler. What do I call them, Femi? Huh? I call them life books or life textbooks. But it's not that I've gone through it. They know there are some books that I have in my library that you can't take away for too long. Because I may not know when I will need it. Check who stole one away. Stole, yes, that's the word. He stole it. I fought him for months before he returned it. Because sometimes I'm praying about an issue. Oh Lord, and you know the thing about my disciple, whenever I take a teaching from him, whether it's a book or a message or something, what he's preaching, that thing is going to happen to me. I'm going to write the exam very soon. I remember the time I was taking the lesson on wilderness. Hey! He said he learned that power does not come until a man has been tested. He said, uncontested power is not power. He said, and he found out that the only way uncontested power will be power is through what? Trials and diverse temptations and so much trial that you look as if a man is about to die. He said, when I noticed, I said, Lord, please let my exam come quickly. He said, because he saw that Jesus was led by the Holy Spirit to go and be tempted by the devil in the desert. So he said, I prayed like that. He said, when it came, I almost died. Then he put full stop. I said, hey, Jesus, you almost died. When my own came. Praise the Lord. When my own came, I almost died. Me too, I put full stop. But except that exactly what he said came to pass. Because he's not speaking from just Bible knowledge. He's speaking from experiential knowledge. And it's gotten by devotion to what you have learned. He said, when you come out, he said, just as Jesus came out of that wilderness by the power of the Holy Spirit and the fame of him was spread about everywhere. That was exactly what happened to me. So when I now stand behind a pulpit, I found out I began to have a measure of authority. You understand? When I say, my God, in the name of Jesus, I'm saying, whose God, though? My God. That's how the God of Babalola will become your God. You understand it now? People who keep saying the God of something is because he never became their own God. Praise the Lord. That's what happened. I was teaching somebody, an elderly person, the Bible, and I thought about this matter of wilderness experience as a means into spiritual maturity. Because when God wants to move you from one level to the other, you look as if everything is just scattering and you don't even know where you are going, what's happening to you. And many perished in the wilderness. I hope you know that in the Bible. Eh? The wilderness became their graveyard. So one day I went to her shop and said, Abraham, I don't understand why everything is like this. I said, bring water, let me bless it for you. You sprinkle it, everything will be okay. As he brought me the water, I said, without putting my hand on it, God said, don't pray. I said, Lord. He said, she's going through a wilderness experience. Let her pass. So I told her, I said, Mommy, the Lord said I shouldn't pray for you this time. He said, you're going through your own wilderness experience. Receive strength to pass in the name of Jesus. It's not good to write your exams when you are popular. What did I say? Because everybody will be interested in the results. Amen. So people will be interested in knowing, are you going to fail? Are you going to pass? Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, you are not asking somebody to marry you. The mistakes I made in relationship, you will never make them in Jesus' name. I was a man of God. When I'm teaching, people know it's not mouth. That this person hears from God. Every other thing else answers to me except that matter of relationship. And I never knew that it was me. It wasn't God or the devil. It was because I was impatient. Praise the Lord. So, I mean, I remember then, even Joshua confronted me, Abraham, I don't understand though. Eh? That was years ago. About 8-9 years ago. Praise the Lord. Said, you know what it's like now? When I feel everybody is persecuting me because a relationship didn't work. And because I don't like doing things in secrecy, I like everything being plain and in the open. So if I'm in a relationship, everybody knows that I am in. Praise the Lord. I never knew I was shooting myself in the foot. He said, but when you stand to speak, people can see authority. People can see somebody who knows God. So how come you don't know God in this aspect? That was when I said, knowing I had a problem. Praise the Lord. And by the grace of God, I was able to sort it out. And God restored me. Praise the Lord. So, the Bible says we need to pay close attention to the things that we have learned. Why? So that we don't slip away from them. It's so easy to do what? To slip away from them. When the Bible was talking about the different types of hearts, can you remember that the Bible says that the wayside heart, when the seed is planted in the wayside heart, what happens to that heart? The bird will come. What will it do? Catch everything and carry it away quickly before it starts to deepen and germinate. Do you know this thing about the word of God? You know the Bible said that the word of God is a seed. Huh? Does a seed need so much effort before it will grow? Huh? Give it some time. Give it the right atmosphere. What will happen? It will germinate. It'll start growing. That's what the word of God says. So, we devote ourselves to the apostolic doctrine. Everything you have learned from time management to skill acquisition to four enemies of godliness. Everything you have learned on what new birth means. Understand it until you understand it. Many of these things that we gave to you, they are vintage. That means that it's not that we got it from somewhere. By the grace of God, God spoke to us about them and we presented it to you as what God wanted to speak to you about. Second scripture I'm showing you on that before I move to the next thing because of our time is 2 Timothy chapter 3 verse 13 to verse 14. 2 Timothy 3 verse 13 to verse 14. And it says, please let's open there quickly. If you are there, please let's say amen. Okay, it says, but evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them. Amen. Evil men and impostors, the Bible says they will do what? They will grow from bad to worse. So, you will still be seeing posters that will annoy you. Praise the Lord. I remember the last poster I saw, my enemies will regret it. Yeah, I was just like, I remember this scripture, where? They will continue. Praise the Lord. All manner of titles, that snake must die. I'm telling you. So they will continue. All manner of titles, they will continue. But you must continue. You must what? That same word again, continually. You must continue in the things that you have what? Learned. And had been what? Convinced or persuaded of. Knowing from whom thou hast learned them. That is the secret of devotion to the apostolic doctrine. We are going to be breaking you into groups later today. And when you are in your meetings and you're meeting together, we expect that you are going to be listening to these things and asking yourselves questions. And the leaders that will place over you. You understand? Asking questions. But in class, I didn't fully understand this thing. But can you explain? What about from this angle? Asking questions. Until you are certain that these things are finished and perfected in you. And if you are genuine, a time will come, you look at yourself, as that time came in my life. I said, God, Abraham, you have changed. Amen. A time came, I couldn't use curse words anymore. I couldn't swear anymore. I couldn't. Another time came, the people that follow me, I can't even playfully say, I can't. Because it will come to pass. And I didn't know before. You know, I think it was Shergun that told me that, Brother Abraham,
Please, oh, some of this is your joke. Please, you have to stop it. You know you're a man of God. Then go and say something and the thing will now go and come to pass on somebody. You understand? That time came. Now call somebody a fool, you become a fool. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. And that's why the more spiritual people become, the more careful and the more quiet they become. Are you getting it? Because every time they speak, things are released in the spirit and things happen. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. So continue in the things that you have learned. There are things in my own personal devotion that God has spoken to me 2 years ago, a year ago. And when I go back to them, or sometimes I didn't even plan to go back to them, the Lord will just say, probably I need something. And then he says, I spoke to you about this thing March last year. Go and look at your notes. Then when I sit down with it, and some of you, you are in such a hurry for revelation. What I didn't see there, that last year, what will happen now? I will start saying it. Because that is what God is saying when? Now. Praise the Lord. Most of the things that I understand by the grace of God, they were not even things that my disciple had taught me. About faith, about prayer, about divine presence. There are things that God spoke to me about by revelation. And he will do that to you. Because all the books that I saw on how, what is the meaning of prayer, what is faith, I never understood how they were defining them. And many of us will just carry those things and go away with them like that, without understanding. So I said, God, what is prayer? Please explain to me, what does prayer mean? Then he gave me definitions that they were years ago. But I can tell you word for word now. About faith, years ago. About the secret of walking in humility, years ago. Tell me, the secret of walking in humility is your understanding, acceptance, and acknowledgement of the truth. And the truth is that you are whatever you are by the grace of God. Praise the Lord. Are you getting it now? But if I didn't continue in them, can I tell you just instantly like that? If I didn't write it down and I'd forgotten, would I be able to talk about it? No. So you continue in all the things that you have learned, in all the things that you have been taught. And as you're doing that, it will shock you what will start happening to you. The word will become, or will start becoming, flesh. Do you understand? That is, you now start going from excitement to, you have heard some new things, and you now start growing into what to experience. Let me say very quickly, so that you will not be confused about this. This course that we are doing, if we registered you, okay, is for 3 years. How many years? And at the end of 3 years, if you have not passed this one, people that are joining next, what will happen? You will join them. Because we are not in a hurry to just have some people flaunting a Bible school certificate. We don't even have a certificate to give you. We've told you, your life, that's your word. That's what will certify you. And that's why we don't want crowds, so that we can monitor each person. Amen. Amen. Every day, you don't know, every day is a test. How you come in, when you came in, they are all tests. If it is raining, will you still keep to time? They are all tests. Praise the Lord. If I'm late here, can anybody hold me to ransom? Do you know most of the days, I'm one of the first people to get here? It's because there's somebody I'm giving account to. So if I can do this for things that are Christian, if somebody now gives me a job or do something for me, and I tell him so time, will I default? Because that's my life. The Lord grant us understanding in Jesus' name. So please, you continue to devote yourself to all those things that you have learned. All those teachings on relationship. What makes a girl a girl? What makes a boy, okay? What makes a girl to become what? A woman. What makes a boy to become a man? Continue in them until it's perfected in you. Amen. Then if you're a guy, you start having the kind of problem I had. All the women will just be coming around you like this. They want to wash plates for you and do this and do that. Why? Because you have become a man. And even among 40, 50 year old males, men have you. Okay? So if they now see you, what will happen? Somebody knows that if, because just sincerely speaking, if a woman can marry a man that is spiritual, she is covered. Do you know she will not pray as much as many of those women that go to night vigils pray? Sometimes when my wife is praying, probably I'm sleeping, and I wake up and I see her praying, I just say in my spirit, it is done. Then I go back to sleep. What will happen to that prayer point? Because I have a walk with God. Praise the Lord. So that is exactly what will happen to you. And if you're a woman, all manner of men will start chasing you, both believers and unbelievers. Because you had grown from being a girl into what, to a woman. And if a boy now brings a jeep, you know he's what? You know he's a boy. Amen. No man, know what? Will fly his polo. Even these worldly men, check them. Have you ever seen a man fly polo and wear his mommy's glasses? Eh? You can't see them do that. Or use a plate as belt buckle. That's for children. Children that dress like that. So even among their worldly people, those that are seen as seemingly seen as men, they know how to do what to, how to dress. So the more you continue in these things, the clearer all these things will become to you. I told them Femi and Shegun many years ago. I said, men, boys they bounce, men they walk. The difference between them is responsibility. If you're paying bills, you will not bounce because you are thinking how you're going to get money to pay. Me bounce? But I used to bounce before. Praise the Lord. Are you getting it now? So you must continue in the things that you have learned. The more you continue in them, the more you grow in them, the more they grow in you, and the smaller the devil becomes. Praise the Lord. Somebody told me one day, you know, we have to be careful of arrows. I said, every arrow has altitude. Every arrow has what? Every arrow has its own range. I'm seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. When I go for crusades, I tell them my full name. So in case you want to call somebody at night, no problem. Call me, my owner will appear. Praise the Lord. It, all these things come by devoting yourself to the things you have learned so that you can increase in them and grow in them, and they grow in you. And when they are fully grown in you, you have gotten to the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ as far as those things that you have learned are concerned. You can't unlearn them again. What did I tell you? You can only build on them. Praise the Lord. This is why we keep going to conferences upon conferences and nothing happens. Because everything happens inside the hall. Say, so, oh yeah, shout now, let the kingdom of Satan come down. Woo! It's not inside the hall that Satan's kingdom comes down. Walls don't come down like that. Even where we got the shout from, they were in the field around the actual walls that they were expecting that will fall. The next thing that we must continue in is fellowship. What's the next thing that we must continue in? Praise the Lord. What is the definition of fellowship? Fellowship. I'm sorry? Somebody said communion. You said what? Communion. Okay, apart from communion, what's another word for fellowship? A simpler word. I'm sorry? coming together, unity. I'm sorry? What?
You're just doing like this.
Amen. What is it? Huh? A meeting, oneness. The simpler word is sharing. What's the simpler word? So communion, fellowship, sharing, they mean the same thing. We need to now learn to fellowship together. What do we now learn to do? And how are we supposed to fellowship together? Huh? The Bible says they were continually devoting themselves to the apostles' teaching and to fellowship. In Hebrews chapter 10, Hebrews chapter 10, can somebody read for me very quickly, verse 25? Please use a microphone if you are reading. Hebrews 10, verse 25. Yes.
Hebrews 10:25.
Yes.
Let us not give up the habit of meeting together.
Let us not do what? Let's not give up the habit of meeting together.
As some are doing.
As some people are doing.
Instead, let us encourage one another.
Instead, let's encourage one another.
All the more.
All the more.
Since you see that the day of the Lord is coming nearer.
Since you see that the day of the Lord is what to? It's coming nearer. Praise the Lord. I think KJV says, not forsaking the assembling together of ourselves as is the manner of some. What is, okay, if I want to continue in this devotion, why do I need to fellowship? Amen. Amen. Why? Why must I fellowship? You see, because you must understand that the kingdom of God has a focus. It has what? And that focus is to bring as many people as possible into that kingdom. Praise the Lord. That's the focus. And that's what we're going to try to do too. Okay? Or that's what we're going to do too. Praise the Lord. Because this thing that we're asking you to do, it's aimed at something. As I'm preaching on, it will become clearer to you. Do you understand? It's aimed at taking Christianity out of the church. You understand? Going into the streets. And reaching out to other people. Praise the Lord. That's why I said, understanding personal evangelism, how God adds more people to his kingdom. Later, as we are reading later, or downwards, you'll see that when we do these four things, some things will start happening. Are you getting it? And it will eventually culminate in what? Or end in what? God adds more people to his kingdom. It will even shock you, you will see from scripture, that the Bible way or the biblical way is that God adds new converts to his church daily. How? But if we have to lock the church and we meet twice a week, will God have the opportunity of adding to his people daily? More of the matter of day by day thing, I'll leave to our send forth message. Praise the Lord. So that's the way it is. Fellowship. We must not forsake the assembling together of ourselves. Now, but why mustn't we? Why can't I just stay in my house and just listen to the tapes? Okay? Isn't that enough? It's because we know in part and we prophesy in part. Praise the Lord. We know how? You cannot know everything. As I'm speaking now, Brother Moses and Sister Rita, you cannot tell me that you are getting the same thing. It's not possible because you are not the same people or person. Are you getting it now? But when we meet together, I think that's in, is it 1 Corinthians 11? That place that says when you come together, one should bring a hymn, a psalm, a spiritual song, that in all things let everything be done unto edifying. Anyway, I'll look for it. But that's the idea. And you see, fellowship goes beyond reading Bible together. Fellowship goes beyond what? Huh? I want you to look round. Look round at everybody here. Some people are not looking around though. Their necks are stiff. They woke up on the wrong side of the bed. Fellowship includes sharing. It includes what? And the best people that will help you to grow spiritually are people that you are brought up with the same teaching. Do you understand? Do you know that there's a standard that you all expect in your minds, okay? There's a standard, there's a level of spiritual level or growth that you'll expect, right? Is that correct? Huh? It can't be like you're just meeting people. I remember yesterday I went to visit my mother, and in our family house or extended family house, some people were there and they were saying some very carnal things, and I felt so out of place. You understand? No, they're saying things like something called swagger. And I was wondering, what are they talking about? Okay? Young people, it's not that they are old. Say, like, you know something, you're swagger. And I was like, and I was thinking to myself, this one who say that they are going to church. Praise the Lord. I cannot, if I stay around people like that, what would they do to my spiritual life? Eh? Because they are what we call fire extinguishers. You don't know, every worldly person dresses in fireman's uniform. And what is targeting is your fire. So when they were saying all those, I was wondering, oh God. Fellowship includes sharing. As you are broken down into groups, you start seeing people that have needs among you. Then what should you do? Meet those needs. That's fellowship. It's not just sharing Bible. It's sharing how many things? Everything. Some people, what they need may just be more attention. Amen. You know, I'm not talking of the male-female attention thing. Praise the Lord. Because that one will lead you into sin. Amen. But some people are lonely and they need to just be helped out. The early church was a church because do you understand? As I begin to read down, I told you that if you do these four things, some things will just start happening by themselves. Evangelism becomes so cheap and easy. The problem had always been, okay, if we now preach to people, where are we going to put them? Amen. Also, very quickly, in the book of Proverbs, chapter 27 and verse 17, the Bible says, iron sharpeneth iron. So a man sharpeneth the countenance of his friend. Proverbs 27 verse 17. Iron, it sharpeneth iron. So iron sharpens iron. When you come with your own hymn, I come with my own spiritual song, somebody else comes with his own probably prophecy or something, we are all edified, we are all built up. Amen. Then this becomes your friends. Some of you, your closest friends are carnal people, and you don't know. Many of them are the ones that have been holding you down spiritually up till now. Because you go to their house, you are playing with you. Or whether it is the band and all those confused people. Worldly music everywhere. And then another friend of theirs came, that one is smoking. Even you to ask yourself, how do you want to open Bible in that kind of place? Then some girls, carelessly dressed, came, something, thank you. Then sat on the guy's leg, the one that is smoking. You can't say, no, stop that. They look at you and say, are you demented? Amen. But when you cut off from people like that and you start relating with people that are heading somewhere, they will be the ones coming to look for you. Praise the Lord. And when they come and they are playing on their phone, you know these songs that they play now? You know them. All those things they play. You say, ah, please, not in this place. Not where? Because that's your own house. Not in this place. Ah. Where to enter you? Now Jesus enter me. Many of us were ashamed of Christ. That's why they go scot-free. Me? If you can't stay, go. Who wants you safe? So you change your friends by fellowshipping with people who are heading the same direction with you. The house of God has been where love is the scarcest. No love. If I ask some of you now, you don't even know the names of people around you. No, that's changing today. Because we are not just doing something and just preaching. And just preaching after 2 weeks, the devil says, oh yeah, everything that you have profited, bring it. No. That will not profit anybody. And for me, that's a waste of time. That's where we are going. Amen. We're not just on young people that are angry, you know, with the church and want to just prove something. No, no. We are sent by God to do something definite and we know what we are about. That will change. You know the names of people around you? From today, we are going to break into groups. You know, I've been saying that since I've been preaching. You start learning to pray for each other. You take prayer points home. You begin prayer chains. Are you hearing what I'm saying? That's fellowshipping. This issue has persisted in our family for 2 years. Eh? Oh yeah, bring it. Let all of us pray about it for a week with fasting. Let's see what will happen. Do you know you cannot be fasting and be watching James Bond on television and be eating popcorn? You know you can't. You yourself. You know, you just know that. Yeah, it's not compatible. You will know. If you sit down amongst people that are eating popcorn, you say, what am I doing? Why am I doing this to myself? You tell yourself. Fellowshipping. They began fellowshipping together. They began doing things in common. And the more they were doing that, God started doing what He was adding to them. I remember a fellowship that I grew up in those days. When I joined them, oh God, I felt so loved. I felt how? I felt so loved. Because things were not okay in our father's house then, you know. And they were just young people bubbling and excited. But they had such spiritual leadership. That when young people come out and they say, this is what the Lord is saying. That's what the Lord is saying. Amen. And for me, because then I couldn't go to church because I was a Muslim boy, that became my Sunday service. So I was there for years. And as I looked at them and saw from their lives, I borrowed my first Dick and my first Thompson from Brother Jesse Meledobo. And he borrowed me. Stand with you, encourage you to grow. Amen. But after a while, things started happening that we are not happy about. And the more we're putting our foot down, we're looking rebellious. Amen. It is well. Fellowship. When we are doing love feasts like this, oh God, come and see love feasts. I don't know about your own time, O David. But our own time, love feasts, you carry your food to somebody you don't know his or her name. And you eat together, you talk together. It's so interesting. Later it started becoming cliques and groups and all those things. Praise the Lord. But it's because it wasn't properly managed. Iron sharpens iron. So even if you're downcast from your house, instead of just sitting down there and clicking your mouse pad on the internet, you know, it's then... The most dangerous place to go is the internet when you have nothing to go and do there. it will find something for you to do. Instead of doing that, go to a brother's house, go to a sister's house, pray. It was in that fellowship that I met Sister Ronke. Amen. Amen. And I used to visit her house when I was studying my Bible and I'm full. I go to her and say, let me discuss with you some things God is telling me now. Praise the Lord. And sincerely, I wasn't even looking for a wife then. I just like her spirit. You know, sincerely. Because anytime I'm single, she doesn't stay near me. You know? Praise the Lord. Are you getting it? Fellowshipping together. I had friends that would tell ourselves, if I'm going wrong, please tell me. And they helped me. Many of you don't have that. So when you are going wrong, they'll call you into the middle, then all of them will sit around you. We want to tell you what is wrong with your life. So when they tell you, boys wants to see you, your heart is just, you know, they will tell you the way it is. Remember one lady that I was really dying for them? They told me, see, you cannot marry her. Are you hearing me? We will not allow you. We'll pray together. After a while too, that became something else. And as I said, the reason is not because it doesn't have power in itself. The reason is because it's not properly channeled. That's all. Not properly led. Especially when the pastor that was inspiring us left. But we are not going anywhere. You are going to change. What did I? No, you don't need to say amen. It will happen whether you want it or not. The only way is that you go and you don't come back. And even if you do that, we'll pursue with prayer. Prayer will meet you wherever you are. I'm telling you. Some of you were here last year when I asked you that, do you want to know God? Mary, am I? Abi, you were there. What is her name? Judith, you were there. Abi, you were there. You were there. The things that we have had, the things that we have seen, the things that we have handled of the word of life, that's what we are showing you. So if I'm asking that, do you want to know God? I'm not just trying to say, oh yeah, shake like this. When you shake like this, you feel him. Mm-mm. If I tell you, he will speak to you, he will speak to you. It's not noise. It's because he knows that I'm not gaining anything from this. I just want you to know him. That's all. So that's why we need fellowship. Many of us lack genuine friends. I remember one day we were coming from fellowship, and when I got home, I just told my friends, if I see this girl next week, I'm going to fall. They started telling me, you are a man of God, you are going somewhere to happen. I said, yes. I said, there's a plan of God for your life. I said, yes. They fired me up. So when I saw the sister the next week, the Lord bless you. How are you? You need friends like that, and that's what fellowship offers you. Praise the Lord. You know, we're all learners. So you will keep growing and growing and growing. You keep knowing God more and more and more. You keep becoming better and better. Yes, you are all friends. You will have people above you, okay? Now, that's like when you now need instruction or further anything. And even above them, there's somebody else above them. That's how it works. Praise the Lord. We'll never ask you to leave your churches. No. Except we know that there are cultist people there. You understand? We won't. Because if you leave, who is going to help the other people that are stuck there? Praise the Lord. But as you are changing, do you know they will start noticing? That the way you used to sag, you are not sagging like before. Then where all the unserious boys used to sit down when the choir is singing, you know you will not sit with them there anymore. Then some of them that are sober and remembers their problem, even in church, they will come near and say, what happened to you? They can tell them, it is Jesus. So, but is it not the same Jesus? I say, no. I mean the actual thing. You understand? Fellowship. Fellowship. Begin a fellowship together. That was all they were doing. They took interest in each other. 3,000 people. How do you think the apostles managed them? Because they were broken down. You understand? into groups. They were broken down. And the more they were devoting themselves to the apostles' doctrine, you know, what you have heard once or twice is different from what you have sat with. So when somebody is asking you questions, you are talking even beyond what Brother Abraham said. And you are not wrong. And you are not what? Because you have sat with it. You have been baptized in the Holy Spirit. This is not a cult. If it's a cult, then we say, no. You must say it exactly like this. No. It's not a cult. Bible says that the same that the anointing that you have received from him abides in you. You have no need that any man should teach you anything. The same anointing teaches you of all things, and it is true, and it's not a lie. Even as it has taught you, so shall you abide in him. 1 John 2:27. So it's there. The same anointing is there inside you, teaching you all things. So when people now start asking you questions as you are devoting yourself to his doctrine, when they ask you questions, the way you answer, they're like, what happened? But me, you don't need to talk like this. It is Jesus. So after a while, because the glory of God will start reflecting from your life, they come closer and say, see, I had this problem. And as they are asking, because you know that your teacher is the Holy Spirit, Holy Spirit, what do you want to tell this person? Not because you want to show anything. Then the person says, this is the answer. Do this, do this, do that. Full stop. Then runs back and says, it is genuine, it's real. Before you know it, the person will start coming to you almost every day. Then when you're on your way to fellowship, why are you always going to say, there's a fellowship of some brethren that we meet together. Say, let me follow you there. What's the purpose of that fellowshipping that you are doing together? So that God can do what? A lot of people are confused and sad. In fact, more are tired of the church. And even much more are thinking that Jesus is not anywhere, even inside church, because of how men, careless men, have confused them. The Lord is going to be commissioning you to change that. Are you hearing me? The Lord will be doing what? Be commissioning you to change that. Because you will take Christianity out of the four walls of the church, and you'll be a Christian on the streets. In the bus, and when people see you, the life of Christ in you will strike them. That's what's going to happen in the name of Jesus. Amen. The third thing there is breaking of what? Bread. A common feature is Holy Communion, but it's not just reduced to what? Holy Communion. You will eat together, laugh together, make jokes. I mean, of course, you know, I'm not saying coarse jokes or things that lead to sin. Somebody is sick. You prepare the communion. Even if just wafers and mineral or something. Or juice or whatever. You bless it. Let's take the communion together. A man cannot partake of the blood and the flesh of Jesus Christ, and sickness will not be destroyed. Testimonies will be coming from you that will make our hearts glad. That yes, God is doing something. You lay hands on the sick, they will recover. Breaking of bread. Continually. Because the more you are breaking bread, you are doing what? You are doing it in memorial of the coming of who? Jesus. That soon the Lord will come. I don't want to talk much on that. Let me wrap up on prayer, then I can quickly continue. Then prayer. They continually devoted themselves to what? Nothing works like prayer. Nothing works like prayer. Now, something will start happening to you, because by yourself now, beyond what we are doing for you here and teaching you, you now have access and boldness to come into Baba's presence yourself. And with full assurance of faith, because you know you will be heard. Who remembered how I described why God answers our prayer? When I stood behind somebody and I said that person is Jesus. Abi, you know, I stood so much behind. I said, as long as who the Lord is seeing is Jesus. And that's how you will come. And you'll be saying, Lord, over these streets, over the people in Egbeda, let your glory fall. Open their eyes of understanding. Bring conviction of the Holy Spirit upon them. Do you think God is interested in answering any prayer faster than that? Eh? It's not breakthrough. And God, bless me so I can show my enemies. It's not all those things. When you're praying for the kingdom of God to be established, God takes you more seriously. And the things you have not prayed for, you answer them quickly. You answer them how? Quickly. The Lord will grant understanding in the name of Jesus. Every time the early church prayed together, something happened. You see, the more you pray with people that are around you, or people that you devote yourself to the same teaching, you fellowship together, you break bread together. Do you know that these three things are working towards unity? Let me tell you, it's not by mistake that the Bible wrote prayer last. If you're not united in prayer, you have not prayed. Praise the Lord. That's why so many churches have problems with God answering their prayer. Because they believe differently. Eh? The fellowship they belong to, many of them, some of them, their fellowship is in beer parlor. And with all manner of wicked and sinful people. Those are the closest people to them. They are not breaking bread together in both the Holy Communion and in, you know, normally just eating together. Do you know before you can eat with somebody, that is a measure of closeness. Eh? But do those three things together. Pray. Let me see the devil that will say you won't be answered. In Hebrew, in Genesis chapter 11, God was saying, from verse 1, the Bible says, now the whole earth was of one language. Eh? Was of one what? And after they traveled towards the east, they reached the plain of Shinar, and they said that they wanted to build a monument to themselves and all that. God came down and said, now the people are one. And this thing they began to do, nothing will be withheld from them that they have determined to do. When you do these three things together, you are united. When you pray together, it's expresso. And it's safer because while you are with other people who believe the same thing and you fellowship together and you break bread together, do you know that even falling into sin is checked? Eh? Do you know, because when you're around them, your phone will ring one time or the other. If it is Michael Jackson that is there, that is your ringtone, you yourself will not know when it's, I need to change this ringtone. You understand? If it is Celine Dion, I don't know the names of the new ones. Those were the ones that were ringing when we were alive. Amen. Praise the Lord. You will change it. Even if you're not using a Christian ringtone, at least you will use a normal phone ringtone. Before you know, you start changing. You start changing. If you're one of those people that used to watch so much Yoruba film and all these films and the soap operas and all that, okay? And maybe you have a prayer chain or prayer, whatever to do. Eh? Do you know if you miss it yesterday, because you're a Christian, you won't lie to them. Ah! Do you know I watched that soap opera again yesterday? Please pray for me. Eh? Please pray for me. Then they'll pray for you and God will answer their prayer. That's how it works. The Christian church is a family. What is it? What is it? It's a family. You were never, you see, this thing that has happened to us now, that we are now individualistic and we are just leave me alone. You are coming from the same church. Your church member can't enter your car. Say, get out, who are you? Eh? It happened because we left biblical principles. Praise the Lord. That's why it happened. It happened because of the understanding some of the fathers that went had. Are you getting it now? When we want to put up one man, do you know that if we do that type of thing, suddenly now we're going to have so many competent people that can teach? Eh? Eh? And reach out to so many other people? Do you know? Most people cannot stand that. Amen. Most people can't. So if they now come around, who is the set man? All those childishness. It's childishness, really. Praise the Lord. When they wanted to capture Jesus and they got to that Garden of Gethsemane, they had to ask, who is Jesus? Eh? They couldn't recognize him from amongst all of them. They needed, what is his name? Judas, to kiss him so that they can pick the right person. I was unassuming. It was like the others. One day, Femi, was it me and you, or was it me and Seth? And we're going on the way, and we saw a man of God. It was me and you. God. It was Sonny. He was in suit and waistcoat. Inside this Lagos sun. Somebody was carrying his bag. Young man. Then there were like four of them, they were going. He was the only one amongst them. You will know who the man is. Go and dress like that in the north. Or they won't kill you. You know, it's in the south there where there is no persecution that all those nonsense, it's easy to do them. Put the type of posters that you put in Lagos in the north. They know who to kill. It's the simple truth. They know who to kill. And you see, and then he was doing like this. Apparently, one of the people that was following him knows us. So that one cross was me. I was wearing t-shirt and jeans. You two was wearing t-shirt and jeans. So we didn't look like his class of people. Me and Femi were laughing. Oh God, man of God. Praise the Lord. So you'll be having more competent people. As more people are coming in, there are more people that can help them. Femi was here teaching. Abby? He's a teacher in his own right. Shegun's a teacher in his own right. All the others too. I will never feel me. I know who called me. What did I tell you? I'm not feeling, no, you know, you must tell him. All that one is too much. You teach small, small. So. Hey, sweet, Bamina, what kind of thing is that? Childishness. When the harvest is plentiful and the laborers are few, the more people that can teach, isn't it the better? I look at my map every day and I see towns and cities that are unreached, even in this Nigeria. Do you think what we're about is to sit in Lagos? Let me tell you, that's not what we're about. Oh. We're a missionary organization and you are going to become a missionary. You. So know now. Praise the Lord. I'm not speaking them into anything. You know, I'm just saying the simple truth. Jesus said, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Is it me that said that? Why have you not gone? I will send my money. Mm-mm. Did he say, send out thy money? Is that what he said? He said, go. So many villages, just schools, nobody there to teach them. So if you come from Lagos, are you too big? Mary Slessor and all the other people that left their lives in England and they came here to stop us from savagery and all that, do you think that their sacrifice was in vain? It's not in vain, because they, being dead, yet speak it. That is because of them that we have Bibles today and that we can preach the gospel like this today. That's why I'm no longer afraid of Shango or Ogun or some witches anywhere. I would have still been barbaric and evil. But somebody left all and came for me. It's time that we too return that same favor. So if we're asking you to go to the street and you are going to begin in your own area, so God help you if you have been abusing people. It's just a miniature of what it's going to be. When we are no longer in Lagos and you have to leave. Amen. Cities, towns, villages, interior villages. You bring the light of the gospel there, and mighty things will happen. The Holy Spirit being given to you is not so like if you can do that, oh yeah, let us see the other things that comes with baptism. That's the matter. And I've told you, intercession is spiritual bombardment. Abby? Have I not told you? So before you go to a place, no problem. You are finished with the spiritual man that is over that city or town or village. You have destroyed him before you even go out at all. Because you pray and you pray through. prayer. Nothing works like, because you enter into Baba's council and you say, Baba, this village or this our area, pipeline, how are we going to reach it for you? An inspiration from heaven that it will just come down. Bah. Inspiration that what eyes have not seen, ears have not heard before, what has not even come to the minds of men, it will just come. You do it like this, you do it like this, you do it like that. That's the answer. And you stand up to go and do it, and the Lord will not say, go out, go out. Allah wants, okay, more for Allah is in you. Eh? There's nothing like that. As you go out walking in His name, the Lord is there walking with you and confirming your words with signs following what you are saying. Praise the Lord. Why not? We have been so used to that. Let's come twice a week. So much childishness. Is that how we dance with your big gele? You can't go on mission with gele like that. Now wear one big gele. That you're, when you want to pray, the gele itself is a distraction. Eh? And your hand and your mascara. So even if you need to cry before the Lord, you know, then you have a handkerchief that you're using to dab your face. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. There are distractions. You know, you can't go on mission. You know, you can't go far with all those type of elaborate things. They are weights. They will weigh you down. Amen. I'm telling you. We have always been a missionary group. We've traveled to cities and states. I'm telling you. We went to one village about, was it last year or 2 years ago? December? 2 years ago. We're praying one night. Everybody in the village knew that some people that were strangers, they have come to this village this night. I'm telling you. And it's lovely. It's so interesting. The Lord will grant us understanding in Jesus' name. So when we begin to do these four things, from my Bible here, let's go back to that place in Acts chapter 2, verse 38, because of my time. Verse 43 says, everyone kept feeling a sense of awe, and many wonders and signs were taking place through the apostles. Praise the Lord. Immediately you are doing these four things, what will now start happening? The fear of God will become more in your heart. Because of doing this, you will see that, or you begin to see the Holy Spirit showing you something. You will see that all your efforts, they are purpose driven. They are what? You know you are aiming at what? Oh, something. Awe, feel them. Dread and reverence and the fear of God, feel them. And as I feel them, mighty things were happening. The apostles will lay hands on the sick, they will be healed. Even those that were not apostles, it was happening through people like Stephen. Mighty things were happening. Let me tell you something. We are on the threshold of a continental reformation. I was about to say revival. That was why I paused. It's not a revival that's coming. What's coming is a reformation. We are at the what? Threshold. Just a little more. We're going to enter into it. And if you know God at all, go and ask Him for what I'm saying. Eh? This plan is what God is saying. Because if people must be reformed, the people that must reform them, what must happen today themselves? They must be reformed first of all. And that's why all the teachings of a Bible school, it's aimed at making sure you have a balanced Christian life. Femi was teaching you earlier when he was saying, don't say my life. Eh? There's nothing called that anymore. It's whose life? Jesus' life, because you have given it. How can you say you have given something that you still have it? That means you're a 419. You're a Yahoo Yahoo person. Because you can't give something and still have that same thing. And it's only one. So it's not, well, let me just go to Bible school. Once everything is okay now, thank God. Now, I'm empowered for breakthrough. That's not what we are doing here. Praise the Lord. We're empowering you to become an ambassador of where? The kingdom of God. The
It's time to step up and grow, and God will grant us understanding in the name of Jesus. Verse 44 says, and all those who had believed were together, and they had all things in common. They were what? They were together. They had all things in what? In common. Look at this one. And they began selling their property and possessions, and were sharing them with all, as anyone might have need. Somewhere else in the book of Acts chapter 5, the Bible says, and there was not a needy person among them. There was not what? That's what we are bringing back. Praise the Lord. But don't worry, before we ask you to sell anything, you will see us leading the way. Praise the Lord. We will never ask you to do anything that we have not done. Because that's not the Christian spirit. Amen. None had needs among them. So some people were coming based on what? If I go and meet these people, they will give me food. So he will come. He will eat, no problem. This is food. That one is small. But he will meet more than food. And how can you reach the third world nations of the world? Today, Africa, the whole of South America, a huge chunk of Southeast Asia. How? Do you know that 3/4 of this world, they call them third world nations, the fastest way to reach them is by meeting their needs. You are not hearing me. Imagine that you pick a street that you want to solve their water problem. And you just, if you can't afford putting borehole in each house, put community water and it's for free. You do that on every street in an area. At no charge. And you are not even putting your name there. This is done by, you know, that hypocritical nonsense people do. You see, because when you don't do that, people will know that. So say, those people who don't put their names when they do something, they will know you. Why do you think we are teaching you about time management and skill acquisition and how to be proficient in business? That's why. Our people are on the floor, and they've been on the floor for too long. And we can do something about them. You have the strength, you have the energy. And say not in my hearing, we have 2 loaves and 5 fishes. Amen. God spoke to us in our church yesterday. He said, whatever you have, bring it to me. Bring it to Jesus. We'll make it something. Imagine the number of people who are not going to school because they can't pay for JAMB or GCE. Are you hearing what I'm saying? So, how will you pay for their JAMB lesson or GCE lesson? Then you pay for the exam itself. They don't have school fees, so we will send you through school. You say, come for fellowship. You think they won't come. But you say, come for fellowship. The little they have, you collect it again. Send them back home hungry. Is that not what we have been doing? The man will come with his car. You can't even follow him. The same man that you keep his picture under your pillow. Praise the Lord. You collect the little they have. You send them away hungry. The disciples said, Lord, let us send them away. For it has been 3 days. Let them go and look for something to eat themselves. No, you don't treat sheep like that. Sheep doesn't know what to eat. If you ask them to go and eat anything, they will just go and they will just follow dogs. As Brother Lamide taught us last week, Abby. And if sheep follows dog, what will he eat? It will eat shit. Jesus said, you give them something to eat. Ah, wicked. We have nothing here, nothing here. Nothing. You see me now, my father. Nothing, nothing. They said, to be able to feed all these people, we need at least. Their mind ran to money. It's not looking for money, it's looking for the right heart. If your heart is right, it will bless your hands with finances. What is money? Silver and gold are mine, says the Lord. What is money?
Who saw the tract that we did, that color tract? When people do that, do you think they give it away for free? I'm asking you. But it's to show you that money is nothing. Say, no. They were selling their possessions. I work every month and I earn some money. It was my wife that changed my singlet. I have a testimony. You know? That I've been using for almost 2 years. Just this last week. Because there's where my money is what? There's where it's going. There are people that have needs. Put people first before yourself. So if I'm telling you that there will be nobody amongst us that will be needy, I will lead the way. And all the other leaders, they will lead the way. It's normal for us. It's not an issue. Now some of you may say, see me, I don't like people stay around me. Come to my house. And there's nobody that grew up in my house that will not live like that. Because that's how to live. Do you know if me and you, if we stay before God, and I'm saying, Lord, bless me, and you are saying, God, bless me, bless me. Whatever God will bless you, because it's only you, cannot be compared to what God will bless me, because God knows I'm responsible for more people. Am I right or wrong? But everybody, we don't understand. Cutting horn. They've been saying that since 1960. But the economy that we are tied to has nothing to do with Nigerian economy. An ambassador is not paid either in the currency or based on the economy of the nation that the embassy is in. It's paid based on their own currency and their own economy. I'm an ambassador from the kingdom of heaven. I don't care what you say is happening around here. God will change that reasoning in the name of Jesus. So that's what the word of God says. They were freely sharing, freely giving. The people that gave us this faith, that's what they were doing. And that's what we are going to do. There was no witch among them. Witches can't survive in a place of light like that. And that's why the first time Ananias and Sapphira too wanted to drop money. Offering led to their death. No devil could survive in a place where love and unity exists. It's not possible. How? In fact, do you know that when Christians are right and they are serving God faithfully, do you know that their angels are always looking for a fight? They are telling those devils and those fallen angels, yeah, come and fight, come. And those ones who avoid them because they know they are strongest. The angels are strongest every time God's people are right with God. But you just come. Somebody in the church will now be going, please, I need assistance. My school fees is not complete yet. The Lord will help us. The Lord will help us. 1 John chapter 3, verse 17. Let's see how the Lord will help us. 1 John 3, 17. Please, very quickly, because I need to wrap up soon. My time is up. 1 John 3, 17. Are you there? What does it say? Let's read together. But whoever has this world's goods and sees his brother in need and shut up his bowel of compassion, how does the love of God abide in him? Amen. In fact, I think it will be wisdom to read from verse 16. Where is the other place that says, eat well, drink well, but you have not given him what he needs? I think it's in Peter. Is it James? James chapter what? Please let me look for it. But from verse 16 here it says, by this we know love, because he laid down his life for us, and we also ought to lay down our lives for the brethren. Praise the Lord. You are here and you are a woman. Probably when I'm talking about relationship later in the afternoon, I will emphasize on that more. Are you already? James 2:14. Okay, we will look at it now. And you're already thinking, me, when I'm married like this, it's me and my husband, it's family care. I will chase everybody away. They will send you, they will chase you away to your father's house. Is it you that can't accept your husband's people that will accept brethren? Praise the Lord. And brethren, you know, brethren bring brethren. Where brethren, where they are few, where they are free, you know, they will make all manner of mistakes. You don't know. Some will eat, they will not pack their plate from your rug. Then you now be, you now bloat like a toad. By what? Finny. Yes, please read that place for me.
James 2 verse 14. I'm reading Good News Bible.
Okay, James 2 14 from the Good News.
Yes, it says, my brothers and sisters.
My brothers and sisters.
What good is it for people to say that they have faith if their actions do not prove it? Can that faith save them?
No.
Suppose there are brothers or sisters who need clothes and don't have enough to eat. What good is there in your saying to them, God bless you, keep warm and eat well, if you don't give them the necessities of life? So it is with faith. If it is alone and includes no actions, then it is dead.
Praise the Lord. You see somebody having need. It's a Christian brother like yourself. You, when you open your wardrobe like this, it's as long as a street. What should I wear today? This is why we fellowship. And there'll be brothers around you, they don't have anything. Ask people that are close to me. I hate it when I'm going out with somebody, probably a brother or two brothers, and I'm the best dressed. I don't like it. But when we are dressed the same, you will not know who is who. You won't know. People are following you, their slippers will look like, you know, these people that pushes truck. It's not that they are pushing truck, their slippers will look like that. And you won't see it. I've seen all that in Lagos. So, I want money. People will be around you, you know, their members, the members of their family cannot see that their lives are better off. That's not Christianity. That's witchcraft. Praise the Lord. That's what it is. Then some of you, you know, when you are giving out things, you only give out things that you can't use again. That's not Christian. It's not Christian. Jesus said, whatever you want people to do to you, that is what? That is the same thing that you should do. If I give you cloth, you'll be wondering what's wrong with my head. My mother always complains. I said, see, it came by giving. So more will come by giving. It's not a problem. There was a time I had only one shoe because I had given out everything. There was one that my wife didn't like, my wedding shoe. I gave it out. I know women are sensitive to things like that. I saw somebody, what he was wearing, the sole of the thing has caught. And I was like, Jesus, what is this? Praise the Lord. You see, the best way to teach people about giving is do it yourself. That's the best way. When we're asking you today about that we need money for fuel so that we can record your messages, it wasn't difficult for you. Do you know why? Because in the last 2 weeks, did we come to ask you that kind of thing? No. But the way New Testament giving goes is that when you have an abundance, it will supply our want. When we have abundance, it will supply your want. Simple. So it's not a matter of burden and everybody is okay. Praise the Lord. Let me wrap up quickly now because my time is
You stop already. Verse 46. Now, as they were doing all that, apart from these four things that now produced, these four things produced what now? Unity, Abi, because they were together, right? And liberality, or the spirit of giving, that's liberality. And liberality. Or the spirit of giving. As they were doing all that, they were doing these four things. They devoted themselves to the apostolic doctrine, to fellowship. They devoted themselves to breaking of bread and prayer. That gave back to unity amongst them, okay, and liberality, or the spirit of giving. As they were doing that, verse 46, they continued. Day by day, continuing with one mind in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, they were taking their meals together with gladness and sincerity of what to? Of heart. Now, verse 47. Praising God and having favor with all the people, and the Lord, what was he doing now? He was adding to their number. How? Day by day, those who were being saved. I wish you know the number of people on the street that when they woke up this morning, they thought, I'm alive again. I'm telling you, people that have been eaten up by depression like cancer, people that for them life, hope is gone. See, no matter how crazy you are, if you come into an atmosphere like this, what will happen to you? It will change you. Am I right or wrong? It will change you. It will change you. I remember one particular day, some people, They had no food. Then I was living in my father's house. It was me and Seth that used to live in the same room. Then that day, because I was broke too, I was able to buy, I think it was a pack of noodles. Abi? So, somebody came to me and was telling me that there are some particular people, they've not eaten in a while, and that they've been drinking just garri for a long time. And I was touched. I didn't have money. I'm sure when I gave that pack of Indomie out, you know, the box, when I give it, I'm sure Seth didn't like me that day, but because sometimes we'll not eat ourselves a whole day. And I was living in my father's house, but I've told myself I need to reason as if I'm living. You understand? And we sent it. Some of those people never knew where those things came out from until I'm talking this morning. Praise the Lord. Nobody, is repelled by love. No. Love attracts everybody. And the message of the gospel is a message of what to? Love. The reason why we have not seen so much of it is because several people are doing something else. The communist will say, all what you have is mine. The Christian will say, everything I have is yours. Praise the Lord. I was telling a brother a long time ago, I told him, I said, when I have a house of my own, you will see hospitality. Praise the Lord. That was a joke. In my house, I think I have one room. Praise the Lord. I have just a room. That's where I stay with my wife and my daughter. And I'm already telling God I need bigger place because I need to have one more people. Praise the Lord. And it will come. And I will not sweat. You understand? Somebody say, but what if they shoot arrow at you? You know, when they are close to you. When moth is close to fire, it will burn. You didn't hear what I said. Eh? You know moth, butterfly, that one that likes fire. When it's close to fire, what will happen to it? It will burn. Imagine Jesus living inside one place and one witch wants to stay there with him. Mark 3:11. As soon as people who are evil spirits see him, they fall at his feet. And they cry out, you are the Son of God. Except I'm holding something else with Jesus. Me? When I'm lying down, I'm spiritual. When I'm in the toilet, I'm talking to God.
Praise the Lord. And you know, come there. Take it easy. What kind of reasoning is that? God will grant us understanding in the name of Jesus. But day by day, as long as we do these things, more people will come in. And as they are coming in, it will shock you, because you'll be shocked by your own capacity to love and care for people. All one person's problem become how many people's problem now? All our problems. Imagine all of us here praying for only you. Won't God hear? You understand? Then you can bring your own issues. These are the issues I have. That's the issue I have. And it's done. So when somebody comes newly, says, it looks like God can hear me here. Then you people hold hands together and you pray with the person. Before I get home, they tell him it's done. Next morning, before you come for your fellowship, I'm sure you know you will arrive there first. The Lord will grant us understanding in the name of Jesus. Let us stand up to pray. When you are being broken into groups, they will give you more details. I remember that we sang the song, stand up for Jesus, ye soldiers of the cross, lift up his royal banner, it must not suffer loss. I remember that we sang that song. So I want us to pray with it. It says, from victory unto victory, his army shall he lead. Until every foe is vanquished and Christ is Lord indeed. I want us to pray. Talk to him. Tell him, Lord, I'm standing up for you. If this is the Bible way of enlarging and expanding the kingdom of God, Lord, I'm ready for it. Wherever you would want to use me, wherever you post me to, no problem. I'm willing to be useful to you. Let's talk to him in the name of Jesus. Let's talk to him in the name of Jesus. Don't look at your capacity. Don't look at who you are or who your father is, what you have and what you don't have. That's not the matter here. The matter is to give the Lord your body as a vessel, being a willing vessel, so that all the Lord is intending to do can be done with you. Tell him, Lord, I stand up for you. I stand up a soldier of the cross. I stand up for you. I stand up for you. Give me grace, Lord, to devote myself to all these teachings that I've learned, that daily going through them until it's perfected in me. Lord, give me grace. Give me grace to be involved in fellowshipping with my brothers and my sisters. Lord, give me grace to break bread, Holy Communion, normal food with other believers. Grace to pray and pray through. Grace to pray and pray through. Grace to pray with others. Grace that helps me to understand that I have access and confidence into the holiest place. Give me grace. Tell it to him, unite my heart in love, Lord, with what you are saying this morning. Unite my heart and the heart of all my brethren with what you are saying this morning in the name of Jesus. Lord, it's as if you want to begin something and you want to begin with us. Unite my heart with the heart of my brethren. All our brothers and sisters here, unite my heart with their hearts, so that it will overflow into liberality. So it will overflow into caring for others, even more than I care for myself. That the overflowing of love may lead unbelievers, the lost, to seek Christ and find him indeed. I want you to talk to the Lord. Please talk to him. Please talk to him. Oh, talk to him in the name of Jesus. Grace, Lord, that wherever I'm found, that I will light the place by your light. That I will light the place by your light. That when men see me, they will not confuse me. they will know that this one is a believer. That wherever I'm found, I will light the place. Darkness does not survive where light exists. No matter how dim the light is, it shines brighter. Even in dense darkness. Help me, Lord Jesus. In Jesus' most precious name, we have prayed. I pray for you by the authority in the name of Jesus. And I decree that the things you have learned today will become foundational teaching for you in the name of Jesus. They will become foundations of your Christian faith. In the name of Jesus, I pray that the same hunger that I have for God and the things that relate with God, a double portion of it falls upon your spirit in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' most precious name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I shall go. Is it Femi? Okay.
Thanks very much. Thank you for your patience. God will add more grace to you. I quickly want to read out this. Early in the morning while I was praying and...
Having listened to the undiluted word of God, we implore you to respond to this message prayerfully. Remember, it is what you do with what you hear that brings about transformation. For further inquiries or counsel or for more information on our discipleship labors, please contact us on
080-8133-8536,
080-7455-8177, 081-409-9121. Or visit our blogspot at
www.reformationplatform.com. When it's all been said, there is just one thing that matters. Did I do my best to live for truth? Did I live my life?